The group of students who protested at Cal State today was small, but their message was big.
Ain't no power like the power of the students, because the power of the students don't stop their work.
Ain't no power like the power of the students, because the power of the students don't stop.
Today is the 44th anniversary of the 1968 East LA High School blowouts, when 15,000 students walked out for 2 weeks demanding educational change. Some Cal State Los Angeles students are continuing that legacy with their own protests. The California State University system lost $750 million in state funding in the 2011-2012 academic year. And with more cuts being threatened, students are hurting.
We're tired of paying fees. They keep on increasing. And I even have to, like, not just me, but as other people, they have to get out loans just to pay for public education. Like, that does not make sense.
Paul Browning, a representative for CSU, supports the students, but he knows the difficulty the school faces.
And unfortunately, the CSU only has two sources of funding. One is the general budget that's been cut, and student tuition. And it's always a really difficult decision to raise student tuition.
The budget cuts have created overcrowding in classrooms and have made it harder for students to get into the core classes they need to graduate. Grace Nunez's hope to graduate on time has been shattered.
Now, 4 years is, like, out of the question. Like, it takes at least 5 years, like 5 years, 6 years to get everything and graduate on time.
With a 12% increase in tuition costs just this year, students fear that whatever it is next year, it will be too much either way. Devin Ouchel, Annenberg Radio News.